Romans chapter 8, you got your Bible. Trust you'll be back tonight's meeting. Look forward to meeting with another church people and having a good meeting. And I appreciate you being here this morning. Romans chapter 8, great chapter of the Bible. I'll start reading verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind's enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And so Paul, writing here to the Romans, in the prior chapter, he dealt with fleshly battles and what the flesh couldn't overcome. The flesh couldn't overcome, amen, the weakness of the flesh and the sinfulness of the flesh, that it couldn't overcome. That when I mention the word flesh, I'm not talking about skin. I'm talking about the human nature. I'm talking about the Adamic nature. Adam and Christ don't get along. In fact, he said the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. They don't get along. Amen. The flesh is always contrary to the Holy Ghost, and he'll hinder you in the walk of God. Amen. We find in that prior chapter that the only victory he had, thank God, in that body of death was through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know tonight our position is in Christ. That's what he said in chapter 8, verse 1, about there's no condemnation to what, who, of them that are in Christ Jesus. Then he went on to say, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For a spiritual birth makes a spiritual man. A spiritual birth makes a new life. And we're all born again if we have been born of the Spirit. If we're not born of the Spirit, then we're just a natural man. We're a fleshly man. In fact, in verse number 6, he said, for the carnal mind is death. Be carnally minded, to be fleshly minded, to be naturally minded. He said that brings death. Amen. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Life comes through the Spirit. You got to realize this. It's hard for you to comprehend in your mind because we live by what we see. But you can't see the Spirit in me. You can't look at me and see the Spirit. But you know the evidence of the Spirit's life in an individual. Amen. We have what? The Spirit of God. We have the Spirit of the Lord within us. Amen. A man can be taught mentally the things of God far as basic facts of the Bible. But he can, my friend, amen, still be lost in that knowledge. But only through the quickening work of God through the Spirit. Amen. Is what brings a man to life in Christ. That Holy Ghost has to be in you. He regenerates us. Amen. By the means of the power of the gospel, that the Holy Ghost come and regene us or rebirth us into the family of God. As an act of God, you have to quicken. Who were dead in trespasses and sin. You don't understand these things unless they've taken place in your life. Amen. Amen. We teach young people. Paul said to Timothy, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures from a child. Make thee wise unto salvation. Amen. But salvation is of the Lord, and it's a work of God in a man's heart to bring him to this place of submission to the righteousness of Christ, which man don't have is imputed to him. Thank God, the only righteousness is fulfilled in you. Amen. Not by the law. Amen. Though the law of righteousness is Christ. Everything's fulfilled in us through his Son. It can't be done by the written law, because it could not redeem you. Amen. A lot of people think, well, I'm a good person. You're no good in the eyes of God. You're only good in your eyes, but not the eyes of God. Amen. Men will never go to heaven because of their goodness. They'll never go to heaven because they think, amen, that they've attained righteousness by their works. Because it's not of works. It's not of what a man does. In fact, I know there's people, my friend, that sit in churches every day, every Sunday, that think in their own mind, I'm as good as somebody else. I would agree with you, but you're not good as God is. And the only thing God accepts is what he gives, and that's the perfection work of God in us. We can't know God unless he lives in us. Life comes in us, and through the Spirit we have this life. He said there's no condemnation. There's not condemnation on a man that's in Christ. Amen. But then he said in verse 8, the Bible said, he said, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You cannot please God with human nature. It's a sinful nature. It's corrupt nature. It's an ungodly nature. Amen. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit. You cannot please God. It's not going to be agreeable with God. For a man to think that his flesh is pleasing to God, his nature, amen. And so I want to talk to you about that thing. Amen. If so be you're not of the flesh, in the eyes of God, you're not of the flesh. You're of the Spirit. If so be the Spirit dwell in you, and any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. It's a spiritual birth, it's a spiritual walk, it's a spiritual life. Jonathan, the only way I can commune with you on the grounds of God is through Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can commune. The truth, thank God, can be the fact, but it's got to be unctionized. It's got to be touched. It's got to be anointed. It's got to be blessed. I remember one time me and Brother Larry Neal, and God went up, we was riding up to Moxville, and he said, let's go up to the antique shop. And so we was riding back, and I said something to him. I wanted to hear him testify, really. And I said, now, what did you say about that day you got saved? And he started back from that one day that he got in. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger in that truck. And brother, when we got back down here to this emporium, amen, it got so big it busted out. Amen. And we got the Wheatman shouting and praising God in that truck. A spiritual connection. It's a witness. It knows what it is. A witness knows something. If you're not saved, you don't have the witness on you or in you. Amen. A witness knows something. I know. Amen. Even when the brother prayed or they sing the songs, there's a witness in me. It's not this word. It's not going through the motions. It's not religion. There's a witness in me. There's a witness in you if you're saved. Amen. It bears witness of what God does. And it's because we have the Spirit of Christ. Amen. How will heaven be? It'll be full of perfect people. Amen. With a perfect God and a perfect Savior whom we worship in spirit. Amen. Thank God, we will have a body there, but it will be a glorified body. It will not be this corruptible body. This corruption must put on incorruption. Amen. It can't enter, friend. We can't. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There's got to be, amen, a supernatural birth on the inside, and God giving us a glorified body. It'll be a house, thank God, into eternity. But brethren, listen, thank God, that's because we have a Spirit. Amen. If any man had not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And that one brother judged at this day, it was judged in eternity past by the foreknowledge of God, that God, my friend, knew, amen, what he was going to do. It's nothing God don't know. He knowed you'd be here this morning. He knowed you'd need to hear this. He knew I needed to hear it. Amen. He put it on me. Amen. Amen. I say glory to God, friend. Amen. Get rid of your pride. Get rid of your false profession. Amen. Come to Him. He's the only worthy one, and He's the only Savior of mankind. Hey, you better get in while you can. Thank God there's a day coming, and you can't get in. Amen. That's right. Amen. Notice this verse here. In verse 11, he said, but the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, notice this is amazing, dwell in you. The spirit, that's talking about the Holy Spirit. Listen, friend, every one of them in the Godhead lives in us. Father's in you. Christ is in you. The Holy Ghost is in you. In fact, they took place in the resurrection. Amen. Whom God raised from the dead. Amen. The Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Every one of amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost that raised Christ from the dead outside, brethren, it dwells in a man that's saved. Amen. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. It's amazing to me. I asked God this. I said, Lord, if your spirit lives in me, and he does, the way the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that's a strong spirit to resurrect the Son of God. And I said, Lord, why don't we see more resurrected power? I said, it must be this old Adamic nature sure holds back a lot of things. It sure holds back a lot of things. There's nothing limited to God. He's not limited. Amen. It's the nature of Adam that lives in you. The nature, friend, you know what you battle with every day? It's the nature of Adam. It's in you. Amen. The nature of Christ is in you too. Amen. Which is greater than the nature of Adam. For sin abounded, but grace did much more abound. And grace is, thank God, greater than sin. Amen. It's greater, friend. And we ought to live, thank God, a life for God. But a lot of times in our Christian life, we allow the flesh, amen, to rule us, amen, not all the time, but sometimes our flesh, my friend, thank God, will get a hold of you, amen. That's right. You listen this morning. He said here in the verse, he said, a dead dwell in you. He said, the same spirit that raised, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. Notice that your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. He's talking about, thank God, when he comes again, he's going to quicken your mortal body. That mortal body's going to die, friend. It's decaying, it's flesh. Amen. The nature of Adam is, amen, it's got to be put away. And we reckon yourselves dead indeed under sin, alive unto God. And I'm alive to God today. I can live for God. Matthew, you can live for God. Amen. People say, well, you can't live like the Bible says. I said, I agree with you. You can't, but God can. It's not living my own strength. It's not my own ways. You have lust in you. You have problems in you. You have temptations in you. Every day you live, there's going to be battles and fights. Thank God, there's fights within and there's fights without. Every day you live, there's doubts. There's wonderings. There's questions. There's things that ain't got to get your mind detoured from trusting the Savior. And friend, the only victory's in Christ. I cannot live for God. It's God living through me. It's God manifesting through me. Paul said this. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I believe he said that in the context of where he was at. I believe he was in the Philippian jails, or my friend, the prisons. Amen. He had been beaten, striped. Amen. And there's other places. Can I tell you what he was saying? He was saying, no matter what I'm going through, no matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm facing, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. I've learned, thank God, to live life with him. It don't matter whether I'm beaten. It don't matter whether I'm in prison or I'm in a palace. Everywhere I'm at, he's the same God. He's the same one. He can give me what I need. He can bring me through. Amen. Sometimes you wonder when he is, but hold on and believe him. Thank God he's going to bring you through. Amen. That's right. He'll do it. God's going to bring you through. Brother Danny, you've been through some hardships and times in life. Amen. I remember not long ago. Amen. Brother Danny called me one morning.
And he said, Brother Hyatt, he said, I can't see. He said, my eyes have gone. It's lost its vision. Remember that? And I went and got him. Amen. He was standing out there. I had to take him by the arm, lead him to the car, open the car door, put him in the car. Thank God he sat down in the car and we went to the eye doctor. Amen. Had them sunglasses on. He couldn't see nothing. Amen. He went in and went, amen, seen the eye doctor. That'd be a bad shape. Amen. To lose your sight like that. Thank God. I'll tell you one thing I've learned about this man. Amen. There's a few men down through the way. Amen. And I thought that's just using what they say for a general comment sometimes. Brother Bobby Parker's like that. Amen. I'd say, Brother, you need to be careful of this and that. He'd always say, Lord's going to take care of me. And I thought, is he just generally saying that or does he mean it? Amen. And I found out he meant it. Amen. And Brother Danny said this. He come out, he couldn't see. Thank God, had to lead him out to the car. And he said to me, he said, God's going to take care of it. Hey, he didn't worry. He wasn't fretting. And I thought, unto God, I'd be wondering to worry to death. Amen. But I'm telling you this, I can. No matter what the trial is, no matter what I'm going through, no matter, Brother Joe, through the lonely life, the lonely nights. Amen. Thank God, God's helped you. He's gave you perseverance. He's brought you through. Amen. One day, God's going to get a complete glory when he takes us out and offers it up as a trophy of the grace of God and say, look what grace done for this man. Look what I done for this man. Look what I did. Thank God. How in the world, amen, could he take an old sinner like you and like me and save us and put the Holy Ghost in us and preach us and use us. Thank God for that. I'm glad it's real this morning. Amen to God. It's not the flesh. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I remember when God called me to preach. Amen. I didn't know nothing about preaching. But I knew how to do it. Because I knew it had to be God to do it. Amen. I remember living in, down there at Illinois. Amen. We got married. I got saved and lived down there. Amen. And that we moved down there with some in-laws. And we lived down there, thank God. And I got saved, called to preach. And I told my wife, I said, God's putting it on my heart. Amen. And he said, preach. And I said, Lord God, I don't know how. But when I felt him in me, I knew how. Amen. Sometimes I don't know how. But thank God, when I felt him in me, I know how. Amen. What is preaching? That's declaration. It's communicating truth through the declaration of the Holy Ghost in you and preaching, thank God. And I said, Lord, I like to preach, I don't know how. Amen. God said, you're going to preach. I never get it. I thought y'all think I'm crazy. Boy, it burned on me so much. Amen. I've told you this before. I told my wife, she probably thought it was in. Amen. Amen. And I said, I'm going to take a little tape recorder in the bedroom. I set up on the dresser, Brother Aaron. And I stood right before it. And thank God, preached about 15 minutes on being a new creature. Amen. I think I got that cassette somewhere. Amen. I told a fella, I said, thank God, we had prayer. We prayed together. And I let him listen to it. Amen. I said, listen. Lives. And he is amazed by it. But I'm telling you, ain't nothing hard for God, friend. Listen this morning. The God treasures living in you. The treasures in the earthen vessel. Don't get mad at me. The treasure's not on a piece of paper. The treasure's in a person. The treasure's in Keith Redmond. The treasure's in Jeremy Robinson. The treasure's in Aaron Burton. The treasure in us. Thank God the treasure's in you. The gospel, and brother, thank God, open your chest up and let it out. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Formalities ain't no good. You see, go through formality in a church. Formality's just it's dead. Amen. I don't like formality. I don't preach in formality. Amen. I don't like forums and rituals. Amen. Somebody told me they just couldn't go somewhere where it wasn't formal. amen, and traditional. I said, well, you'd have a hard time, amen. And you'll have a hard time around the Holy Ghost because he ain't formal and he ain't ritual. Amen. You never know when God might strike you. Keep your heart open to him and listen to him. Amen. Do what God says. Ain't no telling what God might do with you boys if you just listen to him. If the Holy Ghost lives in you, if God lives in you, amen, does God live in you this morning? I ask you a question this morning. Are you saved? Been born again twice. Been born twice. Amen. If the Holy Ghost lives in you, you're saved. That's the witness. Amen. Can I hear a witness? That's the Holy Spirit witness. He's the one that witnesses. Amen. It's not by works, it's by the witness of God. Even Jesus, though, said, if you don't believe me for my work's sake. I saw a little thing on the computer, and he said, had a bunch of M&Ms and Snicker bars, stuff like that in a bowl. And they said, well, it's what's on the inside. But the man said, well, the wrapper's supposed to reveal what's on the inside. Right. Amen. Amen. If you're a cussing and a fussing and a living like the devil and ain't representing what's on the inside, amen, you say you got God. Amen. Amen. If I say I got God, then they going to look at my wrapper and they going to say, what's in it? If I say I'm a Snickers bar, buddy, when I open it up, it better be that. I want a Baby Ruth on a Snickers. If the cover says Snickers, that's why I'll be in the bar. If we say Christian, that's what it'll be in the wrapper. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. And so it'd be Spirit of Christ dwelling in you. Spirit of Christ, not of you, none of his. I wonder if he's in you this morning. Holy Ghost in you. If you're saved. You're saved. You've been saved. Yes, amen. He saved you from sin, put a new life in you, give you hope in Christ. Amen. Amen. Yep. You say, I have to come forward to pray and get saved, but God tells you to. You don't have to if God don't tell you to. You can get saved where you're sitting. That's right. Holy Ghost ain't in that business. He's only in the business of telling you in your heart what you need. That's right. Listen to me. It ain't the place. It's the person. Miss Linda, I look at you and you got saved about the fourth row. I believe it was, you said. Second row right here. The second row. Amen. Knelt down. Knelt down in the second row. Amen. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's not what the place is, it's who the person is. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit deal your heart and you need to come forward and pray and get born again, and that's between you and God. If you can sit in that pew and pray to God and get a hold of him, that'll work too. But I'll tell you, wherever you get saved, it'll come out on you. Amen, son. You can't get saved and not come out on you. Amen. You won't get saved and don't come out on you. If God touches you, you ain't God, and he saves you, it won't take long for you to go tell somebody that I got saved. Amen. That's why y'all testify in the church. Amen. If you're not saved, you can be. Jesus is the Savior. The Spirit of Christ live in you. If you don't have him, you're none of his. Let's stand this morning. Brother Danny, pray for us.